Chapter 21. Huddled with Nos D'Aral in the back of the airspeeder taking them from Jigani Port to the nearby city of Maslabar, Theron was convinced they would drop out of the sky at any moment. The constant high-pitched whine of the engine made conversation impossible, and every few minutes, the pilot had to drop them to a height of only a few meters above Decivro's swampy surface to keep the repulsor lift from overheating. The stabilizers weren't much better, and each time a gust of wind hit them, the speeder threatened to flip over. The flight lasted only 20 minutes, but by the time they touched down in the center of the city, Theron's stomach was trying to crawl up and out of his throat.
"Best hotel in Maslabar,"
their pilot proclaimed as his passengers climbed out of the back seat. Looking at the dilapidated building before them, Theron was convinced there had to be a better option. But he wasn't eager to get back on the speeder anytime soon.
"Maybe it won't be as bad as it looks,"
he silently hoped as they collected their bags and headed inside. Tefith had agreed to set up a meeting with Gorvitch 3 days from now. Theron wasn't happy about the delay, but she insisted it would take some time to pull together everything they'd need to get past Imperial security on whichever space station ended up being their destination. Until then, there was nothing for Theron and Nos D'Aral to do but wait. They'd asked Tefith to recommend a place to stay. Seeing where she'd sent them made it clear she still wasn't happy about working with him.
"We need a room," Theron said at the check-in desk. "3 nights, 2 beds."
The woman behind the counter didn't speak as she punched at the buttons on her console. Eventually, she produced a pair of key cards.
60 credits per night. Pay up front."
Theron slid the credits across the counter, and she handed him the key cards.
"Level 6, top floor. Turbo lift is broken."
Theron prepared himself for the worst as he entered the room. And he wasn't disappointed. An unidentifiable but distinctly unpleasant odor wafted out to meet them as the door slid open, and Theron was certain he heard the scuttling of vermin running for cover as he flicked on the lights.
"There is no comfort, only filth," he mumbled.
"We could return to the shuttle. There are sleeping quarters, a shower, and a refresher on board."
"I think the floor of the shuttle would be more comfortable than this place," Theron agreed. "But I need a few minutes before I can handle another speeder ride like the last one."
"You and Tefith have an interesting relationship,"
Nos D'Aral said.
"It's not really a relationship," Theron explained. "She's just one of my contacts."
"She is clearly more than that."
"Nagani Jo saw something in her. He took her under his wing. I guess I feel responsible for her now that he's gone."
"Do you have feelings for her?"